Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to pause for just a little bit of breaking news, Larry, because one of the biggest baseball players in New York is leaving.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
But not for the San Francisco Giants. Righty Jacob DeGrom has signed a five-year, $185 million deal with the Texas Rangers. When reached for comment about the situation, Bruce Bochy said,
"He's a competitor.
Physical has been passed. The deal is done." Jeff Passan reports that it includes a conditional sixth-year option that would take the total to $222 million. There is a full no trade, a massive haul for Jacob DeGrom. He is now a Texas Ranger, and Bruce Bochy has one of the best pitchers on the planet.
And it impacts the Giants directly, because most people believe that the Mets will now pivot to Carlos Rodon as the replacement for DeGrom. So now it looks like, based on what I've read, that Rodon to the Mets is a likelihood.
It feels like Rodon not returning to the Giants was also in the cosmic tumbler, no matter what happened to DeGrom today. Like, he's just, right. They're not coming back to Rodon.
No.
Which is insane. I would.
Fans were begging for it at the end of the year. But
I wouldn't want a five-year deal. I would overpay on a three-year.
Yeah. What did you say it was?
For DeGrom, he has a five-year, 185 with a sixth-year option to bring it to 222.
Yeah, so 5 years is what, I mean, that's the going rate for Kevin Gausman in Toronto. Now DeGrom, you're not... Farhan's going to have to pivot away from 5 years of Rodon and go find somebody to replace Rodon, Taijuan Walker, somebody like that, and do it for 2 years.
Look, DeGrom is 34.
Which is surprising to me, because I thought of him as relatively young, but he's obviously spent a lot of time in the minor leagues. 34.
34 years old. What about a one-year, $50 million deal for Verlander? San Francisco Giants.
Why? I mean,
because he could win a Cy Young. He was good enough to win the Cy.
Are you going to win? I mean, you're going to spend that kind of money for 1 year when you're probably going to be picked to finish third or fourth in your own division? I mean, what if you don't go to the playoffs in this 1 year? I don't know. To me, I'd rather see him than go for like a younger upside arm, like a Taijuan Walker, like somebody, you know, there's a number of guys out there. But, you know, I'll tell you what I would be interested in seeing is if the Giants go pivot away from Judge and go after a Carlos Correa. I think this is the offseason they pawn Marco Luciano if they get that shortstop of the future. But, you know, I think Correa is like 28. So if you sign Correa, there is no Marco Luciano, and you could trade him to Milwaukee for a Corbin Burns or something like that. Corbin Burns would be the guy that I'd want. He went to St. Mary's. He's healthy. He's young. He doesn't cost a lot right now. But I never thought Rodon was coming back.
I'd like to see the Giants target Chris Bassett.
Who's solid too, but he's like mid-30s.
Right, but that's the thing. I don't think you have to overpay for a Chris Bassett. You just get a really good pitcher at a price that, you know. Look at it this way. Anyone who's a good starting pitcher in baseball is making $20 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the new number.
I'd rather have 10 good starting options than that true number one starter and maybe not enough depth. Because to me, it's like it's 162. You need multiple arms outside of your five-man rotation. By the way, the Giants, this is the Farhan move of today. Do you want to know what Farhan did today? What did
he do today?
He claimed right-handed pitcher Miguel Yajuri off waivers from the Pirates.
Oh, Mike Yajuri?
He says, Yajuri was never a big upside guy. The Pirates liked him as a potential fourth or fifth starter. They got him from the Yankees in the Jameson Taillon deal. That's another guy that Taillon would be a guy for the Giants. But he also, this guy, Yajuri, had an
He's a competitor.
He had an 8.69 ERA with the Pirates in the minor leagues. So there you go. Miguel Yajuri.
He's a competitor.
Come on down. That's that is Farhan in a nutshell. That right there is what Farhan does. He acquires guys that nobody's heard of, and maybe Miguel Yajuri.
He's a competitor.
Will be more than just a competitor.
Look, I want
Farhan. Or maybe he'll be nothing.
Here's the thing.
He might be DFA'd in 7 days.
Say what you, he might be Connor Joe.
Right.
And he shows up somewhere else, and it's really good.
Right.
I don't mind Farhan's on-the-edge moves, and I got no jokes because I think that's where he's phenomenal. Farhan...
But that can't be the whole show.
No, but Farhan is...
Could you imagine Bal Myers did that? He was just constantly... Ryan Rollins up, Ryan Rollins down, Ryan Rollins up, Ryan Rollins down.
Look, do you think Aaron Judge is using the Giants... Because he's afraid without using the Giants, he's not going to get the Yankees' best effort?
I don't think so. I think he's sincerely interested and has some interest in playing for his hometown team. And I think there might be some bad blood, but he's not with Judge and the Yanks. But I don't think he's coming here unless the Giants can prove to him that he's not going to break Bonds' intentional walk record. And right now, it's not just... a possibility. It's like a virtual guarantee with whoever. Who could you hit behind him right now?
Jock Peterson.
Half the time.
Which is, I got to be honest with you. And look, I am colored by him allowing another grown man to slap him in the face in Cincinnati. Like, you just can't let that happen, dude. You can't. You can't let another man slap you in the face. I'm sorry. That's who I am. I'm going to teach both my kids. Like, I will
hit back.
I will gleefully bail you out that night. I will show up to the jail with a six pack. If anyone ever slaps you in the face, you get to go straight to DEFCON 1, boys. Outside of that, I don't want you throwing punches.
Don't start it.
Exactly. But if you get like challenged to a duel. Like, this is the thing. I know that we spend a lot of time talking about how, you know, Chris Rock did the right thing. Not in my mind. Chris Rock should have gone DEFCON 1 right there. Right there.
Well, especially because you're dealing with a guy on a stage on TV who you know doesn't have a weapon. The only thing I'll say is, and I have, you know, a college kid. I have a high school kid. I always remind my kids, hey, come on. Yes, you know, you don't want someone slapping you around, and definitely don't let it be a pattern. But you never know if that kid's got a gun, a knife. It's 2022. People lose their life over crap. Don't be that person. Your life, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to mom and grandma and grandpa and every, you know what I'm saying? Don't fall into that. Walk away.
Good advice. I'm also a big believer in
getting... Your kids are a little younger, so yeah, you got time to evolve on your strategy.
You want to get into a fight on the first day of school, first day of prison, set the tone for everyone going forward. Like, I get it. You're like, Damon, your toxic masculinity is awful. I get it. I know this isn't the right answer, but I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, no slapping. None. No slapping. Anyway, I don't like Jock because of that. And I don't like the fact that he didn't hit a single home run that meant anything in a game that mattered. I mean, who had more disposable throwaway, it don't matter, home runs than Jock Peterson?
Here's the thing. I cannot bring myself to criticize Jock Peterson because I watched so many minor league nothings on that roster with him. He's something. The rest of those guys are nothing. I mean, the Giants have spent $25 million this offseason on Joc Pederson and 220 hitting Yaz. I mean, that's my issue with you know, and spent another $25 million last year on DeSclafani and LaStella. So literally, they've spent almost what it, more than they would have to pay Aaron Judge for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'd like to see them actually start doing, I don't know, something.
Sweeney Murdy, who covers the New York Yankees for WFAN, joined me yesterday, had Alan Stiles in for Ray yesterday, Larry's in today for Ray. And when I asked him, you know, do you think Aaron Judge is coming? He basically said, no, I really don't. But he did say, like, he, you know, Aaron Judge has not been shy about his affinity for the San Francisco Giants.
He's talked plenty about what baseball and the Giants meant to him growing up. He talked about Barry Bonds during the course of the year, talked about him holding the home run record. I did a feature with him talking about really kind of the roots of him, you know, treating kids so well and giving autographs and things like that. And he told me a great story about Jonathan Sanchez, a former Giants pitcher, signing his hat one day when he's yelling and screaming for any Giants player to come over and sign something for him. And Sanchez came over and signed it for him. And I actually got to relay that story to Sanchez, who became a huge Aaron Judge fan the rest of the way. Like, so he's hinted all along at his upbringing and hasn't really hidden that, but I still don't know if that's enough to say, okay, I'm leaving it all and going back, because, you know, I think there are plenty of people around here also who know what playing and, you know, winning baseball in New York is all about, and he has all of that here in front of him.
Sanchez.
How about Jonathan Sanchez playing a big role in his love?
Who knew?
Sanchez. But look,
By the way, the Yankees, I love how the Yankees are just, the Giants are nuts. Giants have won more World Series than the Yankees in the last decade. I mean, you know, Giants did win 107 games. It's not like they're,
They're not a tire fire.
I mean,
it's not the Florida Marlins.
Right. I mean, it's
Miami Marlins. But look,
an iconic franchise.
What they aren't, what no team in sports is the New York Yankees. I mean, the New York Yankees, outside of the Dallas Cowboys, are the biggest brand in the world that isn't a soccer team. I mean, it really is. So look at me acknowledging soccer is a little bit bigger globally. There's probably no way he's leaving a Yankee team that was just in the American League Championship Series. Had the Yankees had a bad year, yeah, I could see him. You know, I'm gonna leave this team that isn't doing very much to go to that team that isn't doing very much. You were in the ALCS last year, and now you're gonna walk away from that after you just broke Roger Maris's franchise record to come to California to, you know. Look at it this way. Aaron Judge has enough money to come to California whenever he wants. You know, it's like private plane, hop on it, go see mom and dad, small airport somewhere around Linden, whatever the smallest private airstrip is, that is his. He ain't flying into SFO or Oakland. You know, he's a private travel. Going anywhere is not an issue for Aaron Judge at the price point he lives in. So where do you really want to play winning baseball? You want to be in New York? Because there's nothing bigger than that, man. And I love the Giants. I know how important they are. I get it. I really do. They're a very respectable word of mouth on the street. Players, agents, everyone respects the Giants. They ain't the Yankees.
It's not the same stage. I mean, if you've ever been in Manhattan and then you come home, I don't want to say San Francisco feels like Bakersfield, but it feels like a quiet, out of the way, kind of a little place,
yeah,
compared to Manhattan. So if you're addicted to New York and being the toast of New York City, then I don't know that you'll be happy here. But then there's also situational stuff, and you could speak to this. I mean, you got little kids right now. He's married. He's doesn't have kids. If he wants to start a family, does he want to? He lives in Tampa. See, that's the one thing. He lives in Tampa, which is basically Yankees South.
Right.
That's where Legends Field is. That's where Yankee spring training is. So his whole life is geared towards Yankees. Right. And is he going to walk away from that? Does he want to be on the West Coast? His wife, I guess, is from Linden. Do they want to have a family? Do they want their kids to be near their grandparents? It's a totally different lifestyle. How much does baseball, if it's about baseball competitiveness, yeah, the Giants are coming off a bad year, but the Giants won 107 2 years ago. The Giants have won three titles in recent vintage. It's not like you got to go back to Mays.
Right.
And it's not like it's, oh, the 50s back in the day. The Giants, you know, have climbed the mountaintop. They're not just a you know, some nothing team. But is he going to be happy walking away from the limelight and everything that goes? I mean, look how much money you can make off the field in New York compared to off the field in San Francisco. That's probably a factor as well.
Right. I mean, if you're a San Francisco Giant, what are you going to do? Get a cheesesteak shop commercial?
Right. Seriously. Yeah, you know, you're like Alex Dickerson almost broke down over his cheesesteak commercial.
He's a competitor.
I mean, seriously, you're going to, you know, something Ford dealership on the peninsula is going to get you. I mean,
Putnam Chevrolet. Come on.
Come on down. I don't know. I don't know how much that means to him. Or you never know. Maybe he's tired of the whole thing. And the Yankee fans booed.
Maybe New York can also be a grind, man.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled in the postseason, and I'm sure, you know, he heard some of his teammates getting booed, and maybe
Anthony Rizzo said he didn't like it. You know,
And then Rizzo's his buddy. Rizzo just re-signed, so maybe that's a factor. I kind of thought the Giants and Farhan were going to have to kind of go out in the marketplace and show him, hey, man, we're serious. We're going to spend money here, here, and here. But maybe not. The way he kind of talked about it, Judge talked about it, he made it sound like, hey, I want to get this done before the winter meeting start or at the beginning of the winter meeting so that the team that I go to can then, you know, spend money and build around me. That sounds like an indicator that he's coming here. But who knows?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.